Welcome to this edition of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce Member Success Stories. I'm Tom Cooper, and today I'm sitting down with Carol Deckbar from TIAA-CREF. TIAA-CREF is an acronym for the Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association College Retirement Equities Fund. TIAA-CREF is a Fortune 100 financial services organization founded in 1918 by industrialist and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. TIAA-CREF is the leading retirement provider for people who work in the academic, research, medical, and cultural fields. Carol Deckbar is the Executive VP and CEO of the asset management business of TIAA-CREF. She is responsible for the planning and oversight activities, as well as business development, product development, and management for all public and private securities, real estate, alternatives, and mutual fund products and services. Carol serves on the Chamber of Commerce's Board of Advisors and sat down with me to talk about why TIAA-CREF wants to be a part of the Charlotte Chamber. As we got started, Carol told me about how the Chamber's economic development team played a role in getting TIAA-CREF to move operations to Charlotte in the first place.
In 1997, we outgrew our space. We were primarily New York-based with some, also a facility in Denver, and decided based on our clientele that we would like to start a facility in the Southeast in particular. We started doing our due diligence, and the narrow list came to Charlotte and Tampa. And quite frankly, as it proceeded, Tampa started to lead.
There's a lot of financial services stuff that happens in Tampa.
Right.
And a lot of New York companies that are in Tampa,
right.
too.
So you look at quality of life, infrastructure at the time, cost of living, talent pool. However, our chairman, Mr. Biggs at the time, was intrigued by Charlotte, primarily because we had a fair number, the amount of higher education in North Carolina, and we had a fair number of exclusive clients here. So he wasn't quite ready to give up, but quite frankly, Tampa was very much in the lead. Governor Hunt knew that. We were very transparent about it. He, along with the chamber, decided that they would make a full court press to get TIA here in Charlotte.
A hard sales pitch.
So the members of the chamber, Governor Hunt, the chancellor and president of the UNC system at the time, all flew to New York. They spent some time with us. They outlined a plan that would put us up here in the university area, that it would allow us to almost joint venture in some respects with the UNC system for talent as we came along. And ultimately, if it were not for that, I'm not sure that we would be here. We probably would be in Tampa. But we came in originally with 200 people. A year later, we were up to 800, and now we're almost 4,000 here.
Wow.
Yeah.
The move here has been fruitful.
Very fruitful for both us and the city, I would say.
Undoubtedly.
It lived up to expectations. We find great talent here.
Mm-hmm.
And getting better all the time. We're here, we're getting a lot more competition in here. Financial services in our part of the world, the insurance portion.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a banking city for a lot of years, but we're seeing much more insurance, wealth management come into the area.
Why TIAA-CREF for you? What draws you to be a part of this organization?
The mission is a real draw. It gives you an opportunity to really give back. To do something where you can actually see the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenally rewarding when you actually talk to people that say, hey, because of you, I can retire. Or you took care of me. I didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't even pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in really good shape.
Carol told me that she didn't set out to be an executive of a financial services firm. She originally wanted to do something completely different.
If I weren't doing this, I wanted to be a teacher.
Hmm.
This is an accident for me. no, it wasn't, you know, you never end up where you think you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of college. I worked for some of the major banks in the asset management business here in Charlotte. Thought when my children were getting settled that I would leave corporate life and go into teaching. My youngest son had some issues, and that wasn't in the cards. I had to stay employed. So this has given me an opportunity to get a little closer to that,
mm-hmm.
Not only in who we serve, but the positions as I've came along. I do a whole lot of teaching, a little bit different than the way I thought about it.
So what kind of teaching do you do?
Internally, I teach a lot of leadership, a lot of patience, I like to say. I don't know if that's, I think that's an issue of my mom's skills, actually. They came in a lot handier. The further along you go, it's really about how to align with our clients and a lot more understanding, a lot more how can we bring others along with us, mm-hmm. Both internally and in the client base.
Carol mentioned that she was motivated by the mission of TIA CREF, and she offered some insights about that mission and exactly what they do to fulfill it.
TIA CREF has been around for about 100 years, mm-hmm. and traditionally we have served those that serve others.
Okay.
And specifically we're mission-based, and our goal was to secure the retirement of those in the medical and academic field.
Okay.
So since 1918, we've been managing money. My division has been managing the monies, the retirement monies of those individuals, in order to make sure that they can retire securely. That's the part of the business, that legacy part of the business, about $550 billion in assets dedicated to doing just that, that I oversee.
Okay.
I have a phenomenal team. They've been, they took me over, I think is how that works.
Yeah. That's great.
In previous success story interviews, we've heard how the Chamber of Commerce helps small businesses, but TIA CREF is very large. What does the Chamber of Commerce have to offer a company like TIA CREF today? I asked Carol, what's in it for you? What do you like about being a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
I'm just starting to get involved, so mm-hmm. I would tell you that it's a young relationship. But what I really like about it is, despite the fact that you're bringing in lots of people from different industries, here we all are struggling with the same things. So it's a network outside of financial services for me. Mm-hmm. But when you get down to it, we're all dealing with succession issues. We're all dealing with talent issues. We're all dealing with the balancing the geography. So it has extended the number of people that I can outreach to, brainstorm with, the types of, I've been privileged to maybe some other creative problem solving mm-hmm. in ways that traditionally I may not have before. It also, believe it or not, and I've been here a long time in Charlotte, it's really opened me up to what else is here.
Oh,
I think that we kind of stay in our silos. You've got your neighborhoods, you've got your businesses, but you really don't realize how vast and how diverse Charlotte has become, particularly from 25 years ago when I first came here.
A
lot of change here. A lot of great change here. And I'm not sure that collectively I would have... we've been able to capitalize on that as much as the relationships that I'm now forming.
Mm-hmm.
Carol's passionate about helping people grow. She's committed to leadership and specifically to mentoring women in leadership. She talked about how the Chamber plays a part in that.
This whole mentoring thing, particularly my focus has, like I said, been women. And I found a whole lot more people to help me out and vice versa. Not in the same industries, mm-hmm. but very much struggling with the same issues.
For Carol, this idea of development is a personal thing. She talked about how she feels it's her responsibility to pay it forward and how the Chamber plays a part in that for her.
I'm the mother of three, I call them boys, but they're young men. And as a result, as they were coming through, realized that it was very important that they have sponsors.
Sure.
And so I've spent a lot of time with particularly coming out of college newly into corporate life mm-hmm. kind of folks, and it was really a kind of a pay it forward, I'll do for you if you do for me, because I really would like somebody else to sponsor my children in that same kind of
right.
fashion.
Right.
But I think it's really rewarding. I think it keeps you in touch. I think it keeps you fresh.
Get kind of nitty gritty on that. How does that work? How are you making those connections? Where are you doing that? Is it through certain types of meetings?
A lot of through the events.
Okay.
Yeah. And I try to tend to do all of the quote-unquote board meetings, and mm-hmm. then I'm just now making my way through to a lot of the specialty groups,
mm-hmm.
and those which I have more particular interest in than others. So I have not yet even been able to take advantage of the wealth of resources that are actually
sure.
there. I very much appreciate, the communication is fairly good. I do read it. I do. It has, like I said, given me a new perspective on just how much is happening. How many new companies are moving in, the number of jobs that are being created, resources, just in general, that I just wasn't aware of.
Sure. Who are the people that are doing things, and how are things happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And why, even more so, why they're happening.
Okay.
Why they're happening. What is the overall objective? Because I think sometimes we see things happening, and you don't recognize outside your own world why they're happening, how they're happening, who's behind making it happen, or what the grander vision is, right? It was extremely educational to understand what went behind the thought process on moving the Knights downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You kind of got it, but really being much more close to it, meeting the folks that were doing the project, getting other sponsors involved in that, it really came alive. In a whole different way for me in terms of what the benefits were going to be to the rest of the city.
Seems like that's been a success.
It's been a phenomenal success, and it's really, really interesting to see how it plays out. Again, I have children that are 26, 24, 22. They're very excited about it. Downtown is becoming alive for them. I've got one son who moved downtown, and I don't think I'm ever going to get him out of there. you know, when 20 years ago, we all got in our cars at 5 o'clock and we were gone. So just the affinity that those kinds of things are building for the city is phenomenal. The extension of the airport and the transportation and all that is going in there, the rail and all. If you're a regular commuter like me, it's just a pain right now. It's an extremely painful place to be.
Sure.
Ultimately, I think it's the right thing long term. And it is really going to give this city the ability to continue to grow and to attract other industry. I'm not sure if you don't spend much time with that, you would understand what the end game is. All you know is today
traffic
is
and orange
really,
cones,
really
right?
painful. Yeah.
You're saying the chamber has helped you kind of get a different perspective of those types of things.
Yeah, it has, and then I think I actually can, then I can help, right? Because having been better informed, when those conversations over dinner with your friends on Saturday come up and they're lamenting,
right,
you can kind of change the focus and say, yeah, but here's what it's going to happen. You know, here's the new jobs that have come in as a result of that. Here's why you're going to be better off for it.
What would help you if they're, you know, think about it, a realtor wants to know a good home inspector and a good mortgage person, right? That's kind of the ecosystem. What would help you to, you know, what kind of services or providers or, you know, ecosystem type components would be valuable?
Many of them are here, and I think they're just getting better and better. I think for us, it continues to be about the infrastructure. It continues to be about community, an area where our employees can thrive, can have very rich lives outside of here. So the entertainment, the arts and cultural, but a city that is, they're able to move around, that's also affordable, right?
Sure. So. What do you think would be helpful for you personally to do next?
Within the chamber?
Mm-hmm.
Where could I be the most good?
Mm-hmm.
What are those things where I could bring the most value to the others that are in the chamber? So it's not as easy to say, you know, where should I be pointing my energy, particularly if you're a person that doesn't have lots of time to give. So
right.
I want to aim at something that is going to be useful for both sides.
I wonder if there's an opportunity from a women's leadership kind of perspective or diversity.
I think there is. The young professionals appeals to me a lot.
What's something that's a whole lot of fun that you do here?
One of the things I think, I will tell you a story that we do here that is just phenomenally moving. We exist purely for our clients, and some of those have been with us a very long time, 50 years plus. And so one of our traditions now here in Charlotte is if the university faculty come through, we go out to that rotunda, and we tell everybody in the building ahead of time that they'll be here, and at a designated time, we line that rotunda and do a clap out and congratulating them and thanking them for being our clientele. And it's just really moving. On the days that happens, it lifts everybody's spirits. It's just kind of a really cool thing.
And why is that?
Why is it? Because I think it gives everybody a chance to stop and reflect about why we're here, what we do, who we serve. And if not for what the work they do, then we wouldn't have the work that we do.
Interesting. Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That.
Yeah.
On today's Charlotte Chamber of Commerce member success story, we heard from Carol Deckbar from TIAA-CREF. Carol shared about how the Chamber played a part in getting TIAA-CREF to move to Charlotte, how the Chamber provides a place where she can build a network of peers, become informed about the what and, more importantly, the why things are happening in Charlotte, and how the Charlotte Chamber supports public policies that make Charlotte a great place to work, live, and raise a family. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce Member Success Stories. For the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, this is Tom Cooper, signing off.